Phil, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about a new religion. I can't hardly believe I'm even talking about it because religion is such a divisive subject in this world that we live in. A lot of people are going to think, yeah, the guy's crazy. We don't need another new religion. We got more than we need right now. But what I'm thinking is, we need a whole new religion that replaces all the ones that we currently have. I know it sounds pretty wild and pretty far out there, but we're changing rapidly and dramatically in our existence today. We're going to have some massive changes coming up that we can't even imagine right now. And what we need, in my opinion, what I can see happening is a new way of looking at spirituality and God. We all pretty much believe there is a God, not everybody, but most people, and we know that it's really important to have a spiritual aspect to our lives, and I would even go so far as to say we have to have it. With the upcoming issues we have with AI, we got to have something. We got to have something very strong and powerful that's going to get us. You know, I know that AI is going to be good or bad. It could be either. We hope it's going to be good, and our best hope, in my opinion, to make sure that we're on the good side of AI is our spirituality. That's what makes us different than the machines. That's why we will be on the good side of AI, if we have a strong belief and a united belief that we are spiritual beings and that there is a God and we believe in Him and we need Him for guidance during this time. I'll let you listen to it and come up with your own conclusions. So enjoy, and thanks again. We went through the Industrial Revolution and the Technology Revolution, and now we're in the middle of the Digital Revolution. And with all three, God and religion became less important. Mankind has always been curious and wondered about things like, why are we here? And what's the meaning of life? You know, way back in the day, in the Stone Age, way before industry and technology, in an effort to wrap our minds around these questions, we came up with some answers. We created religion. We created gods that gave meaning to life and that filled the void. Over many thousands of years, we got better at religion and we came up with numerous types of religion, and God became more and more important. Eventually, we even started fighting and waging massive wars over religions. During the Industrial Revolution, in the mid-18th century to the mid-19th century, we began producing a lot of new stuff, and it was available to a lot more people than ever before. As a result, religion started to become less important. We had physical things to fill the original void that caused us to come up with religion in the first place. We had cool new stuff that made our life more enjoyable and more comfortable. And it gave us significance and a new reason to live. We created things that we gave great meaning to. We suddenly had important things to do, and that meant we had less time for God. We continued in that direction where, though various gods still have massive appeal globally, they gradually became less and less important. Next, we go through the Technology Revolution, roughly 1870 to 1920, which ushered in many new distractions, including a huge uptick in mass communication. 400 years of improvements to the printing press allowed us to print newspapers, magazines, and other printed materials. We created the telegraph and the telephone. We now had massive amounts of knowledge at our fingertips. And the more knowledge and intellect we got from technological advancements, the less we depended on God to give us meaning. Now we're in the middle of a digital revolution, and everything that the technology revolution did for humankind is amplified 1,000-fold. With computers and smartphones, we truly do have nearly all of man's knowledge accumulated over the millennia at our fingertips. With all this in place, we sometimes forget why we created God in the first place. Because of all the distractions today, the reality is God becomes even more important. In the digital age, a supreme being has even greater role to fill. I think it's time for a religious revolution. We need to come up with a new religion, quote, for an age where we have a memory that's flawless and we can know for sure if a thing is good or not because we can look it up. We need to come up with a religion that's not a religion because religion is man-made and it can be flawed. I feel that we must come up with something that wraps around all the changes that the industrial, technological, and digital revolutions created. Something that is based solely on spirituality so we can get away from the manufactured religions that cause so much pain and suffering. A plan in which we align with God and our spirits are good, happy, and fulfilled. Knowing the importance of a supreme being, we can move in that direction as we become more intelligent and less dependent on religion as a superstition. We still need a belief that there is a supreme being. We still need a reason to exist beyond material things and even intellectual things, not just the creation of more stuff. We need to know that our spirit will carry on after we pass away. There's a reason for our being alive on this planet, and it's spiritual. We are spiritual beings whether we want to or not. We will find that in a world of industry and technology, there's still a need for a supreme being that's worthy of thought and action. One reason we need spirituality is because it provides for morality, which is a must for any civilization. If we don't have morality, if we don't feel like we must be moral and accountable, the human race fractures and begins to decline. It's happening right now. We need to get back to morality. The distractions of material things and increased intelligence are steering us away from reality. We need to hold on to it. We need to keep it. We need to find a place alongside our distractions from spirituality, or we'll become robots. We will lose the coming fight with AI, and we need to win that fight. The new age of AI can be extremely good or extremely bad. We need to ensure that is a good thing. Our weapon in this fight against bad things coming from AI is our ability to consider spirituality and morality. We have a massive advantage over machines. They're just analog appliances with no soul. We, as humans, need to keep the spirit part of ourselves alive and strong and ever stronger. We need to ensure that we stay above the machines. Otherwise, without it, why continue? Life is sometimes hard. Our spirituality gives us the ability to tolerate life during the bad times so that we can enjoy the good times. We're going to have to create something that makes life desirable, or else we will lose that battle with AI and there will be nothing but machines on the planet. There will be no reason to continue to keep our spiritual authority. The creation of a whole new religion that's not silly or superstitious is needed. As we continue down the path of industrial and technological improvements on this planet, we can take a look back and see how silly we were. But it's not silly. It's what maintained us for centuries. It's our soul that there's a higher being that gives us meaning, that helps us when we need help. At some point, we will be completely full of physical things and technological things that we will wonder what the point is. We will be overwhelmed. Because we have that spiritual aspect in our lives, we won't have to come up with reasons to continue. We'll have it shown to us. On this planet, we have the duality of body and mind, and it's good. Our new religion will have spirituality as a reason for being, and that's easy. Making it happen is not going to be all that easy. But we have a secret weapon. It's called love. Actual love for all of our brothers and sisters on this planet will be the basis of our new religion. It will be easier to comprehend and easier to figure out what we need to do through love. Love is everything. Love is how our minds can hope to understand what God is and what our role on this planet is. We need a God. We need a supreme being chiefly because, inevitably, humans, as they're moving forward and improving on things, will be at odds with each other from time to time. It will happen no matter what. Leaders are going to clash. The ideas that some come up with may not jive with the ideas that others do. So we need that supreme being who we can ask through prayer, through thought, and through meditation to show us the right direction. That's why we need a God. That's why we need spirituality. That's why we need a new religion, quote, that will consider everything that's going on in our society right now. The old way is failing. With all that's going on right now, the whole world's angry with one another. We've lost our ability to believe that we're here for a reason, that we're here on this planet to improve, to make our physical beings as good as we can. We bumble along and we get better and better as we go, but from time to time, we're going to wonder what to do next. One guy says one thing and another guy says something else. One religion says one thing, another religion says something else. One country says one thing, another country says something else. We need a way to break through all of that. We need a way to get help, to get guidance. The only way we can get guidance on that level is from a supreme being. We have to believe there is one. Everyone does, at least on some level. We have to put all the bickering aside for a moment and get together as a race, a human race, and figure this out, because we're not just here by accident. We're not just mutations. All the right ingredients for physical beings didn't just come together in just the right amounts and just the right time on this planet for physical life to just accidentally happen. There's a reason that we're here. There is meaning to our lives, and we can't comprehend it completely, so we have to have faith that there's a grand plan. Our goal should be to have the freedom to love. Our goal should be democracy, a democracy that doesn't make every human on this planet equal, but gives every human on this planet an equal chance at the opportunities that exist. A perfectly level playing field must be created. There will always be opportunities on this planet. It's part of what the world is, and we all need exact equal ability to attain these opportunities and to use them to allow our talents to grow and allow our talents to take us where they will. I foresee a future, a near future actually, that's going to be a huge leap for civilization similar to what occurred during the time of the ancient Sumerians. Prior to that period, we were just cave dwellers, hunter-gatherers. We didn't have future prospects. We just lived in the moment, assuming everything that we needed would just appear. You know, we could catch fish, we could kill animals with very crude weapons, and we could gather whatever fruits and berries were hanging from nearby bushes. But the Sumerians had a plan. They began writing things down using an alphabet that they invented. It allowed them to keep track of things. They invented farming and irrigation. They came up with the concept of cities and leaders forming a crude government. People lived together and began to separate into groups, and there were those who excelled in farming, and there were laborers who could pool resources and do more as a unit than individuals could do. There were merchants and artisans, priests, rulers, and more defined occupations were created. Working together, they increased everyone's lot in life. It allowed advancements in the human struggle. Sumerians made a big leap. It took a long time, you know, 2,000 years approximately. It was a massive change from what life was like before and what it was like after all their improvements. I see that coming up. We have that coming up, and we're going to have things change very dramatically. However, this time I believe it will happen quite a bit faster. This next revolution of humanity is going to happen quicker because technology is moving so fast that it's going to allow massive change to happen quickly. It's going to be good. If you think about the Sumerians, the things that they did to improve life for everyone, for all humans, and that's coming again, and it's going to be dramatic. It will seem dramatic to us, especially the ones that are going through it. You know, if I live long enough to see it happen, that'll be cool. I don't have that many years left in me, but I believe that my children and my children's children will see this change, this radical change to the way humans exist. I'm fully convinced that it will be for the better. There are a lot of naysayers who will say, the world's coming to an end and horrible things are going to happen. You know, the Bible even prophesizes that everything's going to get bad and civilization will end. Well, I don't think so. Humans have been on this planet for a long time, and along with some very good times, there were also some very bad things that happened. But we survived it. Not everybody made it out alive, and the population decreased dramatically in some situations, and maybe that'll be part of this new age. But humans will survive. It will be much different than it is now, similar to the time of the Sumerians. We need to move in that direction, and whatever baby steps we need to take right now, we must take them. We can create and make a marvelous, wonderful things that keep our bodies happy with new stuff. You know, it's always fun to have new stuff. And we'll get smarter and smarter with the new technologies. And as we become more intelligent, it will seem like we'll be less dependent on a God. But we can't fool ourselves. We still need a God. We still need that supreme being. We still need a reason beyond material stuff and even intellectual stuff. We must be able to say to ourselves that, yes, there is a reason for being. There is a reason for life and a reason for existence. And it's not just the stuff. And it's not just our ability to communicate across the world instantly. There is a reason for being beyond all of that. It's spiritual. We are spiritual beings whether we like it or not. If we find that in our world of industry and technology, there's still a supreme being who is very worthy of thought and action, we can survive forever. We need this. The old way is worn out. I believe we can create a new, quote, religion that works for our place in history. I realize that many people will be against this, and probably even some will think I'm the Antichrist and, you know, the devil himself. I'm hoping that there are enough people out there who are fed up with the crap that's going on and enough people who feel it in their gut that it's time to move on and we need to make this our moonshot. This is vital to get it in place before we expire. I'm going to keep talking about it and relating to everyone the baby steps that I think we can take to get there. You know, there's a lot going on in my head. I even think that we'll come up with a new language that will be used by everyone. It'll be based on phonetics and there will be no irregular verbs. It'll be a very simple language that will eliminate the language barriers. You know, we'll be able to communicate with everybody across the globe. It's scary and exciting at the same time. Honestly, I can't wait to be on the other side of this craziness that we're experiencing right now. I can't wait to live in a world where there are no wars and no downtrodden, because there will be abundance everywhere. A world where we will be able to reach a whole new levels of awareness. A world where we can experience love for all of our brothers and sisters across the planet. A world where we finally realize that we're all one. A world where we are several steps closer to the real reason that we're on this planet.